Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Nun Hey. We left off on daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. We are at the two dots, about five lines from the end of the page, on Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, LaShalom and Hashem Shavon Aliyah. And we thank Dr. Lander very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So first thing we're going to discuss today is there are 14 ways that the Gemara is going to list that the Tosefes Ksuba is treated just like the Iker Ksuba. Since the Mishnah says Ratza Lahosif, it doesn't say Ratza Lichtov, so you see that it's Lahosif, that when it comes to the Tosefes Ksuba, we're treating it just like it's an add-on to the Iker Ksuba. So the Gemara is going to give 14 examples of how that holds true. Then the Gemara is going to have four different machlokas between the people in Pumbedisa, the Bnei Yeshiva in Pumbedisa, and the Bnei Yeshiva in Masa Mechasya about Ksuba, that there are four examples. One of them is going to be whether Ksuba's B'nei Dichrin could be Taref Mishabdi or not, whether they could collect from the Chasim Mishubadim. And then once we mention that machlokas, the Gemara is going to mention three other machlokas between the B'nai Pumbedisa and the B'nai Masa Mechasya about Ksuba. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we paskin in the machlokas that's mentioned in our Mishnah, machlokas Tanayim, whether the Tosefes Ksuba is already chal from Erisin, or that's only from Nisuin. Do we make an umdana in the das of the Baal that he's only willing to give a Tosefes from the time of the Nisuin, only with the assumption that he's going to be able to have Nisuin? Or do we say, no, since the Ksuba is already binding from the time of the Erisin, the Tosefes Ksuba is also already binding from the time of Erisin? Since that machlokas revolves around umdana and what sort of assumptions we make about the Baal's intention, the Gemara is also going to talk about what happens if a person gives a matnas shchiv mera, a dying person gives a matana, but he writes a lashon of kinyan into the matana. Do we start making assessments of what his das really is? Because that's an unusual thing to do. A matnas shchiv mera is kiksuvin kumsurin dummy, there's no need for any kinyan. So what is his intention when he adds the word kinyan into a matnas shchiv mera? And that will take us to the end of the daf. So let's begin, Be'ez Hashem, now in Ratza Lahosif. So we had said in the Mishnah that if a person wants to add onto the Ksuba, afilu me'amana, he could be Mosif. So the Gemara says that's called the Tanai Ksuba, when one is Mosif on the Ksuba. So, and that has the status of Amana Masayim, it has the status of the Iker Ksuba. So says Gemara, Ratza Lichtov la lo katani, ella Ratza Lahosif. It doesn't just say that if he wants to separately write to her that he's going to give her X amount of money. No, it says Ratza Lahosif, which implies that it's connected, attached to the Iker Ksuba. So we see that Tosefes has the same din as the Iker Ksuba. Misayei le Rabbi Aivo Amar Rabbi Yanai. And this is a riot. Rabbi Aivo Amar Rabbi Yanai. Dam Rabbi Aivo Amar Rabbi Yanai. Tanai Ksuba, Ksuba Dami, that any addition to the Ksuba has the status of the Ksuba itself, and that has nafkamina for the following 14 things. Now, typically, when the Gemara lists 14, when the Gemara makes a list, typically you don't get 14 different items on a list. So that what does that indicate to us if it tells us that the Tosefes Ksuba is like the Ksuba legabe 14 different things? So the Gemara is an expression that it uses all over Shas called Tana Vishayer, that a lot of times you give a list and the assumption is it's not an exhaustive list, we're giving examples. But when it lists 14 items, there's more reason to assume. Even in normal case, when it only gives 2, 3, 4 items on the list, we always say prove it, that Tana Vishayer, my Shire da Hai Shire, what else did it leave off that you're going to say that it left something off? You have to show that it leaves at least two things off of a list. But when it gives 14 items on the list, certainly the indication would seem to be that it's a totally exhaustive list. And in fact, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh and the Ritva, the Ran, a whole group of Rishonim say that Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba is Adrabba, that it's that the idea that Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba lists 14 things must be that it's Dafka Legabe these 14 things that that deny ksuba ksuba, but legabe other dinim, anything that doesn't make our list of 14, legabe other dinim is not going to be tonight ksuba ksuba. Whereas the Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted in Tosos and Maseches Yevamos, holds not that way, that legabe kol dinim tonight ksuba is considered like ksuba, and we're just listing everything we could think of. Now, what's the raya then to say that it's not an exhaustive list and that there, that this is the full list of items, that tonight ksuba is kiksuba, and that there are other items, legabe everything else, tonight ksuba is not kiksuba? So the raya that the Rishonim bring is from the fact that the Gemara enumerates every tonight ksuba, that's every legabe every issue that tonight ksuba is like kiksuba, and it doesn't just say a klal that tonight ksuba kiksuba, from the fact that it doesn't just leave it as a sentence, tonight ksuba is like ksuba, and then oh no, legabe everything, it's like a ksuba, but it lists 14 items, it must therefore be that there are other items for which it's not. Why would it give me a list of 14 items? It must be these are the only 14. Furthermore, we can think of some examples where tonight ksuba is not like ksuba. We find dinim where the din of Tosefes does not have the same din as the Ikr ksuba. We're going to have a gemara later on in Daf Kuf Aleph that the Brisa says Nashim Sha'amru Chachamim Ein Lehem Ksuba Hamema'enes and all the other people like that Ein Lehem Anam Asayim Aval Tosefes Yesh Lahen, that there are women that do not receive a ksuba. Yeah, ksuba they don't receive, but they do get a Tosefes. So you see that the Tosefes does not have a din of a ksuba. The gemara in Yevamah and Daf Peheim and Alv says Alman El Koyin Gadol Yesh L'Ksuba Shnios Midivrei Sofrim Ein L'Ksuba V'Yesh L'Hen Tosefes, that Shnios Midivrei Sofrim don't get a Ksuba, but they do get a Tosefes. So Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, where he's Nemelav Sidu Ksubasav, a guy claims Pesach Pesuach Mutzasi, he's the Rashitas Ram in the 11th paragraph of Chesishos, is that yeah, he's Nemelav Sidu Ksubasa, but he's not Neman Lav Sidu Tosefes Ksubasa. So you see again that the Tanai Ksuba, the Tosefes Ksuba, is not the same as Ksuba. So we have three different Maramakomos where you see that you don't treat the Tosefes Ksuba exactly the same as the Ksuba. So it must be that this list of 14 is an exhaustive list. These are the only cases where tonight ksuba is kiksuba, and in every other case, tonight ksuba is not kiksuba. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam has a response to each of these rayas, but that is the raya that this large group of Rishonim brings. So let's go through what are the 14 nafkaminas where we say that tonight ksuba is treated like ksuba. So number one is limocheres. A woman sells her ksuba either to her husband or to somebody else, that if she becomes an almana or they get divorced, he dies or they get divorced, so this somebody else will be entitled to collect on the ksuba. So the halacha is that the Tosefes is included in that mechira as well. She cannot say, look, I sold my ksuba, but I only intended to sell the mana masayim, because the Tosefes ksuba is also called the ksuba. So when she says she's selling the ksuba, it means everything in the ksuba. L'chora, you should be able to tell by the price of what she sold it for, because the actual ikr ksuba normally is a very small amount of money. In fact, the achronim are struggle with the idea that they struggle with the idea that the whole purpose of ksuba is shalote kala be'enav lotzia, that it makes it difficult for the husband to divorce her. How difficult does it really make it for the husband to divorce her, considering that it's such a small amount of money? The Chuvas HaRivash raises this question in Simun Kuf Nun Gimel. How could Chazal be misaking such a davar muat for ksubas isha, and then they're going to say shalote kala be'enav lotzia? Even an ani should be Yisrael if he has a fight with his wife. If he gets into an argument with his wife, it will be kala bein of lotzia bedover muat kazeh. So Rivash says, I don't know if you know what a real ani is. Meaning, a lot of times we assume we live in such a wealthy society that we think afilu ani shav Yisrael. People were very, very poor, and maybe even a nominal amount of money would have been unthinkable for them to come up with. But it's not a great deal of money. The ikr ksuba, the Tosefes ksuba, typically, certainly in a typical Ashkenazi ksuba where we we add Meir's Kukim Kesef Tzarev, that's way more money than the Manam Asayim. It's exponentially more than the Manam Asayim. Okay, I guess we don't have to come on to Umdana. The Gemara just says, Mocheres, we know that that's considered part of the Ksuba. Mocheles, another situation where tonight Ksuba is like Ksuba, is if a woman is Mochel, the Ksuba to her husband or to the Yarshim. So the halacha is that the Tosefis is included in that Mechila. She can't say, no, I only meant to be Mochel, the Ikr Ksuba, I'd still like to collect the Tosefis. L'moredes, a third nafkamina, a woman who's moredes l'baila, she refrains from having tashmish with her husband, where we're going to see in the Gemara in about a week from now that we start docking the payment of the ksuba, the shivat dinarin for each week, and it's posech v'holech until she loses the entire ksuba, but no more than that. We don't make her start paying out of pocket, and then he's megari shur and she can't get a ksuba. But it's but not only is a poches kineged the ksuba, we keep on docking payment, we keep on subtracting payment even from the tosefes ksuba, because the din of tosefes ksuba has the same din as the ksuba itself. A fourth nafkamina, ulupo gemes, a woman gets divorced, and when they come to Beis Din to be tovea the ksuba, the husband says that he already paid the ksuba, and she says, you paid part of the ksuba, and that way she's pogemes the ksuba by saying, by acknowledging that the full amount is not really what she's owed. So the Mishnah is going to say later on in Daf Pei Zayin that she can only be paid in such a case with a shavua that she didn't take, that she hasn't gotten, she hasn't received that portion. So if she says that the chelik that she received was as a payment for the tosefes ksuba, and the husband claims that she received the entirety of the ksuba, even though she's only been pogemes in the tosefes, that's like being pogemes in the ksuba itself, where she's still going to have to take a shavua to get paid. Fifth nafkamina, litova'as, an almana that is tovea her ksuba in Beis Din, that she loses mizonos from the time the almana gets supported, as we've just learned about, the almana gets supported from the estate. But the day she comes in to be tovea the ksuba, so she's saying, I'm ready to move on. And when she's saying, I'm ready to move on, I'm ready to receive my ksuba, she loses out on the mizonos. So she's showing that she's not interested in being Yosheves Bebeso anymore. She's ready to get remarried. So the same is true, even if she's only Tova'as, the Tosefes Ksuba. Already at that point, she loses the mizonos. Sixth nafkamina, Loveres Aldas. We're going to discuss a woman who's Loveres Aldas Moshe, a woman who doesn't fulfill one of the items that are covered under Das Moshe, things that are awesome in the Torah. For example, she feeds her husband on food that's where Trumas and Maisos aren't taken off. But the halacha is that she's miskareshes and she doesn't receive her ksuba. The husband could divorce her without paying the ksuba. And we don't say that she only loses out on the ikr ksuba. If she's moredes, she keeps on serving him non-kosher food, he's allowed to divorce her and not pay the tosefes ksuba either. And number seven, l'shevach, the nichsei habal that go up in value after the baal dies. There's a mishnah that a woman is not gova ksuba from that shevach. So hu adin, she cannot be gova the tosefes ksuba from that shevach. He died, he was worth, his properties were worth X amount of money, now they're worth 2X. So she's only allowed to collect the ksuba and the tosefes from the initial value of what it was worth. But whatever it added in value, she's not allowed to be gove. And the eighth nafkamina, the shavua, all the cases where a woman is chayav a shavua for her ksuba that we're going to see later on Daf Pei Zayin, like if the husband went to Medina Sayyam and she gets paid from his nechasim when he's not there, where she's only able to collect with a shavua, she can only collect the tosefes also with a shavua. Ninth nafkamina, ulishavia. The Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Yud Ches tells us that Shviyas is not Mishametes a Shtar Ksuba. Right? This is Halacha L'Maaseh, as we come to the end of a Shemitah year, so we have to write a prosbul for all of the Chovos that Shemitah is going to cancel out. So if you ever think about it, we all have a Shtar Chov in our homes, that a Ksuba, it says that a husband owes his wife X amount of money. So every 7 years there needs to be a prosbul between husband and wife in order to make sure that the Ksuba is still binding. So no, the Gemara Maseches Gittin tells us that Shemitah is not mishamet a shtar ksuba unless you're pogame the ksuba, meaning you partially pay the ksuba, where she received a portion of the payment, and then the rest of it becomes zakuf alav b'milva. Then the rest of it is considered to be like a loan, and then it becomes like any other chov during Shemitah, where Shemitah will be mishamet. So the din of Tosefes ksuba is like the din of the ksuba itself, in that Shemitah is not going to be mishamet. That's the way Rashi explains that line. Tosos and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that Shemitah is not mishamet any type of chov that's not a milva. So there's no chiddush in saying Shemitah is not mishamet a Tosefes ksuba. Of course it's not mishamet Tosefes ksuba. It's not a milva. A milva means that there's a loan. There's no loan over here. So they say, no, what it means is that if she's pogam or zakva, the ikur ksuba, the Shemitah is going to be Meshameit, the Tosefes Ksuba as well. Meaning the opposite, when you turn the Ksuba into a Chov, when you turn it into like a Milva, so then that's going to have an impact on the Tosefes as well. A tenth Nafkamina, Lekosev Kol Nechasav Lebanav, a person who's sick and he writes before his death that he's giving all of his Nechasim to his children in front of his wife, and he writes to her that she gets a Karka Kolshi, a small amount of Karka. The Halach is that since she was quiet and she didn't say anything, she's mocheles and she loses the right to collect the ksuba from any of his nechasim other than that karka. She was right there. He was telling all the people around his bed as he's dying, I'm giving all of my properties, all of my possessions to my children, and there's one little property that's designated for my wife. And she didn't say anything. So the fact that she didn't say anything means she's only allowed to collect the ksuba from that one little karka that he had designated. So we assume that not only was she mochelas on the ikur ksuba, she's mochelas on the Tosefes ksuba as well. Nafkaminas number 11 and 12. Ligvos mina karka. Umina ziburis. 11 is mina karka, that a woman can only collect the ksuba from karka, not from metaltalin, and the Tosefes ksuba as well. And number 12, umina ziburis. Which kind of karka? If he has multiple types of karka, she only collects from the lowest quality of the karka, even for the Tosefes, because it has the same din as the ksuba. Number 13, v'kolz man shi bebeis avia. And the din is that by an almana, that kolz man, that the almana is in her husband's house, she could collect the ksuba forever, but if she's in Beis Avia, she could collect the ksuba only for 25 years after the husband dies. And if she's not Toveya the ksuba in that 25-year time period, she's considered to be mochelas on the ksuba and she loses the right to the ksuba. So the same is true if she's mochelas on the Tosefes, that she's considered to be mochelas on the Tosefes, because that's also considered a ksuba. And finally, ul ksubas benin dichrin. The 14th and final nafkamina is that we've discussed, the ksubas benin dichrin, the chamar mesa, that the husband writes to his wife in the ksuba benin dichrin, the avalichi minoyi inun yartun kesef ksuba sayach yes al chalukein demachuon, that the male children you have for me are going to be yoresh from the kesef of your ksuba more than the regular yerusha that gets split with all their other siblings from my other wives, from my other marriages. So aside from the fact that they're yoresh, the ikur ksuba that he's writing to their mother, they're also yoresh the tonight ksuba, the Tosefes ksuba, they get that as well from the father's estate more so than the other brothers. So those are the 14 machlokas. Now, once we had mentioned among the halachos that Tosefes ksuba is like a ksuba, number 14 ksuba spin dichrin derech agav, we talk about the collection of ksuba spin dichrin. Where are these male children allowed to collect the ksuba spin dichrin from? Say Idmar ksubas binin dichrin. A ksubas binin dichrin, there's a machlokas among the different major yeshivos in Bavel, whether they collect from the chasim shubadim that even the lukuchos bought from the father, or they can only collect from the chasim bnei chorin, but anything that's already been sold, they're not allowed to collect ksubas binin dichrin from. So Pumbedisa Amri, the people in Pumbedisa said that ksubas binin dichrin lo tar from him shabdi, cannot be tar from the chasim shubadim, only from the chasim Chasam Nechorin, and the reason is that they hold that the Lashon of the Tanai that Chamur Misakin for Ksubas Dichrin is Yartun Tanan. It says Inun Yartun Kesef Ksuba Sayich, that they will be Yoresh the Kesef of the Ksuba that we had a couple of days ago, and that Girsa shows that the Ksuba has the same din as Yerusha. So just like Yorushim can only collect from the Chasam Nechorin, not from the Chasam Mishubadim, so too Ksuba can only be collected from the Chasam Nechorin, cannot be collected from the Kuchos. But Bnei Masa Mechasya Amri Tarfa Mimishabdi, that the Ksuba Spinning Dichrin can be collected from the Chasam Mishubadim. Why? Yasvun Tanan, that they had a Girsa, not Yartun, but Inun Yasvun Kesef Ksuba Sayach. Yasvun means they will take. So since it's a Lashon of Netila, a Lashon of Lakicha, which is the same Lashon used for a Balchov, and a Balchov always collects from the Chasam Mishubadim, so they too will collect from the Chasam Mishubadim Mehilchasa, Lotar from Mimishabdi, Yartun Tanan. So it's really machlokas what the girsa was in the takanas ksubas bin dichrin. What was the word that they put into the ksubas bin dichrin? So the halacha is, the gemara says at the end of the day, that it's yartun tanan, and therefore they cannot be collect from the chasum shabbatim. Paras Yosef points out that the gemara passes the halacha, the ksubas bin dichrin is not torif bin shabbatim. L'chora, that's unnecessary, because we already have a mishnah later on that achas b'chayev v'achas b'moso yesh lan ksubas bin dichrin. If it's Tarif Mushubadim, the children of the first wife are going to come collect from the children of the second wife, meaning that would have a status of Lukuchos, right? Meaning if you write Ksubas Bin Dichrin to wife number one, and then you have wife number two, and you write Ksubas Bin Dichrin, and you could collect from a wife who already died, they're going to come, and they're going to collect from the children of the second wife. And the Gemara over there says, the Gemara says this among the Shmaminot and Sadi Aleph, we're going to have like that. So the Paras Yosef just points out that L'choro, it's unnecessary to give this psak. It's clear that this psak is going to be true based on the Gemara that we're going to have later on. Okay, so be that as it may. But that is one machlokas between the Bnei Masa Mechasya and the Bnei Pumbedisa. Okay, once we mention that machlokas, this is very typical of Talmud Bavli, that we only mention that machlokas agav the fact that one of the nafkaminas was Ksubas Bin Dichrin. We already had the Ksubas Bin Dichrin discussion. Over here, we're not really talking about Ksubas Bin Dichrin. Over here, we're talking about Tosefes Ksuba. But once we mentioned that as one of the nafkaminas, and that was the subject of machlokas between the Bnei Masa Mechasya and Bnei Pumbedisa, I will tell you other machlokas between the Bnei Masa Mechasya and Bnei Pumbedisa relating to ksuba. So the second machlokas, metaltali v'isnu be'enayu, a husband who's miyachid metaltalin, that his wife could collect the ksuba from, and then the husband dies, and those metaltalin are here below shavua, so she could take them without a shavua, even though the Chum normally say, we're going to see later on daf pei zayin, that someone who's Nifra Asmi Nichsei Yisomim, someone who gets paid from Nichsei Yisomim, it can only be paid with the Shavua. The reason for that Shavua is because the Chamur Choshesh, that maybe the husband had already given her Metaltalin for a Chelek of the Ksuba before he died, but if he's Miyachid Metaltalin, then you have to be Choshesh for that. If he designates this Metaltalin Dafka to pay off this Ksuba, you don't have to be Choshesh that he gave her other Metaltalin as payment for the Ksuba, and therefore it's not going to be necessary for her to take a Shavua. But, less if he designated metaltalin and they were lost b'chaye habal, and now the woman wants to collect her ksuba from the yisomim, so then Pumbedisa Amri, the Bnei Pumbedisa said that she could collect below shavua, and we don't treat her like someone who's nefras minichse yisomim who could only collect with a shavua, because the reason of for the shavua is the chashash that maybe the husband already gave her metaltalin as payment for the ksuba. But if he was miyachin metaltalin for her ksuba and that metaltalin is gone, so certainly he didn't give her other metaltalin to replace that metaltalin that had gotten lost, so therefore all of his nechasim are achrayi to pay her ksuba, and she could collect that ksuba from karka. But b'nei masa mechasya amri bishavua, that no, she's going to need to take a shavua, because we're choshish that since the husband saw that the metaltalin he had originally designated for her ksuba is lost, he might have given her other metaltalin in their place. He might have replaced them with other metaltalin, and therefore she's like any other woman that's being paid her ksuba from Nichsei Yisomim, where the halacha is that you have to take a shavua. V'hilchasa below shavua. The halacha is that once he designated metaltalin to the ksuba and then the metaltalin are lost, she does not need to take a shavua. We assume that he had not given her other metaltalin to replace that original metaltalin. There's no chashash then maybe he gave her metalton to pay off the ksuba. And a third machlokas, yichlo ara ba'arba matzranaha. If the husband designates land to pay her ksuba and he marks off the land by identifying the four borders of the land, and he makes it an aputiki to collect the ksuba, that this is the land that you could collect for the ksuba from. So he dies, so the woman could collect from that karka, certainly below shavua. You don't have to be choshesh that the husband gave her metaltalin to pay off the ksuba. He already designated this karka and marked it off on all four borders to show exactly which land is going to be used to pay her ksuba. But b'chad mitzvah, if he only identified the land on one border, only on the northern border, the southern border, something like that, so then it's a machlokas. Pumbedisa amri, the Pumbedisa say that it's as if he was miyachid karka on all four borders as an apatuki. We don't have to assume he gave her metaltalin, and therefore below shavua she could collect without a shavua. B'nei Masa Mechasya amri, but the people from Masa Mechasya say that since he didn't mark off all four borders, he was not somich that she will be able to fully collect from that land, because we don't know where that land begins or ends. I mean, we know where it begins, we don't know where it ends, and therefore b'shavua. Therefore, we have to assume that maybe he gave her metaltalin as well, and that's why she's going to have to take a shavua. V'hilchasa below shavua, we pass him below shavua like the B'nai Pumbedisa. And then a final machlokas between the B'nai Pumbedisa and the B'nai Masa Mechasya. A person who wants to give someone a karka as a matana. So Amar le'edim kisvu v'chismulei. He says to Edim, I want you to write the shtar matana, and I want you to sign with the Edim v'havulei, and then give him the karka as a matana. So kanamine, the Edim made a kinyan sudar on this lo tzarech m'luchebe. When the Edim come to actually write the shtar, they don't have to go and ask him again if he still is interested in them following through on this transaction. They already made a kinyan about this, that they're intended to write this shtar. The stam kinyan is luksiva omed. We assume that if they make a kinyan, whenever you do a kinyan sudra on something, that shows an increased level of seriousness. That shows that you're really fully committed to the process. So if you're instructing the edim to make a kinyan, to write a shtar and to do something, and then you make a kinyan in that instructions of the edim, that's considered as if it's a final statement that you're very serious about it, right? That's why at Chassan's Tish, when we're mechayev the husband in the ksuba, so we tell him, you know, are you mekabel all three parts of the ksuba, the Yikr ksuba, the Tosefes ksuba, the Nedunya? So he says yes, and we say, okay, do Kabbalah's Kinyan. Kabbalah's Kinyan does a Kinyan Sudar to show that he's very serious about it. We typically do that when you make the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz, that to show that, yes, I really want to sell all of this scotch that I have in my house, even though it's extremely valuable or whatever, and I worked very hard in having this collection or whatever. So I'm really serious about doing this. Kinyan Sudar shows a level of seriousness, and you have to be choshesh that the guy changed his mind. But lo konamine, if he didn't make a kinyan when he tells them to write and to sign and to give a particular karka, so then it's a machlokas. Pumbedisa amri lo tzarechim luchebe. Pumbedisa say even without a kinyan, he told them what to do, so they could do it. They don't have to go and ask him, are you sure? Right? They could just do it. B'nei Masa Mechasya amri, but the B'nei Masa Mechasya say since he didn't make a kinyan, he still has the right to back out, even if he said it in front of Edim. And therefore, tzarechem luchebe, they have to ask him, are you backing out? Did you change your mind? Vilksa tzarechem luchebe, the halacha is that they do have to ask him if he's backing out. Then the Mishnah, so those are the four machlokas between the B'nai Pumbedisa and B'nai Masa Mechasya. Now we go back to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that there was machlokas chacham and Reb Elazar ben Azariah about the Tosefes Ksuba. Is the husband trying to be makna the Tosefes Ksuba mina erisin or only mina nisuin? The chacham said it's mina erisin, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah said that it's the Iker Ksuba is mina erisin, but the Tosefes Ksuba is mina nisuin. So Itmar Rav Rabbi Nassim Chad Amar Alach Reb Elazar ben Azariah VaChad Amar Ein Alach Reb Elazar ben Azariah. We have machlokas amoraim where one amora said we pass like Reb Elazar ben Azariah that the Tosefes is only mina nisuin, and the other one said no, we pass like the Chachamim that all of it is binding mina erisin, but we can't identify which one holds what. Does Rav hold like Reb Elazar ben Azariah or does Rabbi Nassim hold like Reb Elazar ben Azariah? So says Gemara, let's take a stab at this. Tistayim, Rabbi Nassim udamar alach Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Tishamin, Rabbi Nassim does l'basar umdana. Rabbi Nassim must be the one that holds like Reb Elazar ben Azariah, because Reb Elazar ben Azariah's shita is based on the concept of umdana, that we assume that a person is not interested in adding on to the ksuba unless he knows that he's going to be able to have nisuin, unless he's going to be able to live with his wife like a regular husband and wife. So he's not just stam dropping money into a ksuba for no reason. So as long as we find someone, which of these Amorayim, Rav or Rabbi Nassim, follows Umdana, we're then going to know which one follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Nassim is one that follows Umdana. How do we know this? Tam Rabbi Nassim, halach Rabbi Shimon Shazuri b'mesukan, that he passes like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri by two things: by a mesukan. Mesukan is a sick person, that person is very ill, and he says, give a get to my wife, even though he didn't say tenula, he says kisvu get lishti. Instead of saying tenu, he just says write a get for my wife. So the halach is kosvim v'nosnim. You can write a get and give a get to his wife, because he's a cholam mesukan. He's not messing around over here. He clearly wants the get to be given to her as well. And that's an umdana. He didn't say it, but it's an umdana. He has this rotten brother. He doesn't want her, his wife to have to face a yibum situation. He says, kisvu get le ishti. So we assume it means kisvu tenu, but he's just for tumult because he's dying and he's depressed or whatever. He's not thinking clearly in terms of how to formulate his instructions. And we also pass on like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, b'chumas meisr shel demai. If you have peiros of nam aretz, you don't know if the meisros were taken off properly. So the chamim were misakein, they take off meisros misafek. And if the levi was torim from the peiros, chumas meisr, halach is you give meisr rishon to a levi, but from that meisr rishon, the levi has to give chumas meisr. And then the truma got mixed in with peiros chulin, with regular chulin. So there's a machlokas tanaim in the fourth parak of Maseches Demai, what the status of that is. According to the chamim, that truma asers the chulin. It has a din of meduma. In general, whenever truma gets mixed in with chulin, it's all a be'echad umeya, that you need a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma in order for it to become batal. Right? That's not typical. Typically, midarais, everything is batal barov, and midarabanan, sometimes you need shishim, but you have a special din by truma, you need 100-to-1. By arla, by kilei akeren, you have a special din, you need 200-to-1 ratio. But by truma, when you have less than a 100-to-1 ratio, that's called meduma. So according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, a person could be shoel the ama aretz, that a person could just ask the Amaretz who he bought the peros from. And if he says, no, don't worry, I really separated a Chumas and Maestros before I sold it to you, so then you could be somech on that. And then you'll know that it wasn't really Chumas and Maestros to begin with, and you're going to be okay. So the fact that Rabbi Nassim Paskas like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Legabe Nesina Saget, the Chumas and Maestros Shel Demai, that's a separate issue. That has nothing to do with an Umdina. But it just happens to be that he said, we pass on Shimon Shazuri on both of those in Yanim, so we mentioned both of those in Yanim. But really, it's that's not the point. The point over here is that he passes like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri about kisvu get li ishti, when a person is a chalam asukan, when a person is a shchiv meira. So you see that we're following an umdana, that probably that's what he meant, to actually not just write the get, but to actually give the get as well, even though he didn't say it mefurash. So it's mestaver that he's therefore the one, that Rabbi Nassim is the one that passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when it comes to the Tosefes Ksuba, that she only collects the Tosefis min anisuin and not min erusin, because that's probably the umdana of what the Das Habal is, that he's only willing to add this in min anisuin. So Rav, who disagrees with him, he's the one that holds that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha is like the Chachamim, that we do not rely on umdana. Now, we did mention this Indian of Chumas Meiser, Shel Demai. There is a fascinating discussion whether there's, the Tosos over here talks about the Inyan of Amei Aretz and when they can and cannot be trusted. So Tosos writes that there's a concept that Amei Aretz Emas Shabbos Aleihen, that an Amei Aretz won't lie about Chumas and Maestros when it comes to Shabbos, because they're very terrified of Shabbos. So Tosos says, because Shabbos is Kova'as L'Maiser, that Dafka, when it comes to Chumas and Maestros, we find that there's a special chumrah of Shabbos, that something normally you're allowed to snack from food that you haven't yet taken Chumas and Maestros from, but once Shabbos comes, then every achil is going to be considered an achilas keva. You're not allowed to snack from such food. So because of that, even the Amei Aretz, who normally can't be trusted about Chumas and Maestros, they realize that Shabbos has something that intensifies the Isurim of Chumas and Maestros, so they're going to be much more scared when it comes to Shabbos. So there's a whole diyun in the Achronim. Is that dafka by Maestros that we say such a thing? Or is it is it true that when it comes to Shabbos, every Aveira that one does is more serious on Shabbos, is more severe on Shabbos? You have such a concept that sometimes when you're dealing with higher levels of Kedusha, so particular Aveiros, which may be not as bad in other contexts, are considered to be much worse Aveiros when you're in a highly spiritually sensitive environment. So that spiritually sensitive environment could be in time or it could be in place. Like for example, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara anywhere, but you're not allowed to machlokas anywhere, unnecessary machlokas anywhere. But when there's machlokas and Lashon Hara in shul, that's the worst, because you're dealing with the Makom Kadosh, you're dealing with a place of increased holiness. The Ramban al Torah writes that the Pashup Shad and Psukim, you don't even need the Ramban for it, Pashup Shad and Psukim, is that you do Averos and Chutz Laretz, pretty bad. You're not allowed to do Averos and Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, the land spits you out. In Eretz Yisrael, to do Averos, it's a much higher risk kind of thing to Averos. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, at the end of Ksubas, it's quoted in Tosos that the reason no one makes Aliyah nowadays is because people are not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Tzlius Ba'aretz. So to not be able to do mitzvahs when you're in Eretz Yisrael, that's the worst. Meaning, if you're going to be in such a highly spiritually sensitive environment, one has to be much more careful. So that's the number of the Achronim, Ramosha, and others assume that everything on Shabbos becomes a much worse Avera. Any Avera that a person does during the week becomes a much more severe Avera on Shabbos. And he points out, this Tosus says maybe it's only a din in Meiser, but he says it's Pashut that it's not only a din in Meiser, it's a din in everything. Okay, so anyway, so says the Gemara, V'rav lo azal basar umdana, we just made a statement that Rabbi Nassan is the one that follows umdana, and therefore Rabbi Nassan is the one that passes the Kavos of Nazariah. Does Rav not follow umdana? V'yit mar matna shchim rasha kasu b'kinyin, a person is deathly ill and he's lying on his deathbed, and he's the chamar masakin that anything that he says is kiksuv l'kumsurin dami, that he doesn't need to make a kinyan on any matanos that he wants to give out in that context. So as a machlokas amorayim, if a shchiv mirai writes a matana to a person and he makes a kinyan on that matana, so do we treat it like a matnas bari, or do we give it the status of a matnas shchiv mirai? So bebei rav mishmei de rav amri arkevei trei rikshi, he's straddling two sides of the fence. The Chum say that the das of the nosein is that the Chum assess that his das is to give and to be mechazik the matana with two different strengths. Ushmuel amar lo yadana me'idun ba. And Shmuel says, I don't know what to paskin in such a case. According to him, this matana is a safek, and therefore the makabel cannot take anything from the nosein because we don't know exactly what the status of the matana is. So what does all this mean? So be'rav mishmei drav army akrevei trei rikshi. What does it mean akrevei trei rikshi? That he's giving it two kochos. He's giving it the koach of a matnas bari and a matnas shchivmera in the following sense. Harei kematnas bari v'harei kematnas shchivmera. Harei kematnas bari dim amad enu yochalachzabo. It's like a matnas bari in the sense that, let's say, if this person is zocha to a refua shalema, he gets better. Can he say, I wasn't really intending to give you my house. I just thought I wasn't going to need it anymore because I thought I was going to be dead. But now it turns out I had a miraculous recovery, so I still need it, and therefore I want it back. But a matnas bari, you're not allowed to do that. A matnas bari, a person gives a matana, so it's a matana. So it's not a full kinyan. So he's giving strength to that kinyan by making a kinyan on it. But it's also like a matnas shchivmera shim amar halva'asi leploni, that a chov that I lent to a certain person, I'm now giving it to another person, halva'asi leploni. So the halacha is that it goes to that person, and now the lova has to pay the chov to that ploni, because he wrote a shtar matana in a lashon of shchivmera. He gives it the koach of a din shchivmera, that he could be mavir the halva'a to a different person. He could just pass it along to somebody else. So the Chum make the assessment of the nosein that he wants to give it the full koach of the matana, both the matnas bari and the matnas shchivmera all at one time. Ushmuel amar, but Shmuel says, lo yadana ma'idun ba, I don't know how to paskin the halach in this case. And because of that suffix, the person, the makabel matana is not kona even after the guy dies. And that's because shemelo gomer laknoso el bishtar. Maybe his das was only to be makna this matana not with words alone. He wanted to be makna al yidei a kinyan and writing a shtar like a matnas bari, because a stam kinyan is luksiva omeid, and shtar shchiv mira is not kona when he still alive, because he doesn't want to give it while he's still alive. So he's being makna with the shtar lachar misa. But the problem is, vein shtar lachar misa, and therefore the whole thing falls apart. You can't have a shtar liachar misa. So you see from Rav who says that we assess the das of the shchiv mira, that he has intention for both of them, that we're somich on the umdina that Rav is making in this person's das, even though he didn't say it beferish. So it could be, we wanted to know, was it Rav or was it Rabbi Nassim, the Pasuk of Lozim and Azariah, that goes Basar Umdina? So we say, oh, we found that Rabbi Nassim goes Basar Umdina. Here we find that Rav also goes Basar Umdina. So it could be that Rav is the one that paskins like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah. So we have no raya, which of the two, whether it's Rav or Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, or Rabbi Nassim, that paskins like Rabbi Lozim and Azariah. Elis says the Gemara, Travayu Azli Basar Umdina, that they both follow Umdina. They both normally do. Mandi Amar Alacha, the one that says that we follow Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, whichever one it is, Shapir. So that aligns beautifully. Rabbi Lozim and Azariah says we follow Umdina, so does one of these Amarayim. Mandi Amar Ein Alacha, the one that says that we don't pass with Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, Hachanami Umdin Daituhu, Mishum Kruva Daituhu, Kriva Lai Daita. It's also an Umdina. It's an Umdina that he wants to give it to her from Erisin, that he wants to give the Tosef from Erisin. It's because he's in love with her. He already loves her from the time of Erisin. So he's willing to give her that extra Tosefes. Right? Couples get engaged and there are all these gifts like, oh, that you're supposed to give. Why are they giving gifts already? Because they want to show a sense of commitment already from the time of Erisin. So that's the Umdina of the Tosefes Ksuba. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into the Machlokas Halepaskin.